Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle episode about camping. I'm so excited about this one because we'll be interviewing twice a time, and it's so much fun because we get to be with four people. Well, it's virtually two people get on at once, but we have the Okie Dokie Brothers and Absolutely Mindy, which was in a few episodes ago, Kids Rhett and Birdie. But we'll play Learn Me Right because we can't find anything for Okie Dokie Brothers, and that's already next. So we'll play Learn Me Right from Braid, and here it goes. By the way, let's see if we can catch up, and that song is making me go cry. Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with the Okie Dokie Brothers. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Chloe?
Good.
Good.
So I have some questions. Do you want to answer them?
I would love to try to answer them. What are they?
How did you guys meet? What was your favorite adventure together?
Okay, let's start with how did we meet, okay?
Yes.
So that's a great question. Justin and I, we are not real brothers, even though our name is the Okie Dokie Brothers. We call each other brothers because we met when we were 3 years old and our families were really close friends. So we would spend all of our holidays together and pretty much all of our time together. So that's why we named ourselves the Okie Dokie Brothers, and we've been friends and making music since we were 3 years old.
Yes, and I had a friend just like that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That you've known for a long time, and she's kind of like a sister, or is it a boy? That it would
it's
be a brother?
Girl.
It's a girl.
I have a brother for real life. That's actually a real brother, but it's actually, I actually have a friend that I'm best friends with.
I see. What's her name?
Isabella.
Isabella. All right. Well, maybe you can be friends for a long time.
Yes. And here's the next one.
Okay.
Can you talk about the adventure next? What was your adventure now?
Sure. Our favorite adventure. So Justin and I, we go on these adventures, as you know, to write songs and to gain inspiration for the albums that we make for kids and families.
Okay.
And one of those trips was a trip down the Mississippi River on canoes. We spent 30 days canoeing from Minneapolis to St. Louis and camping every night and writing songs. And the other one was a hike on the Appalachian Trail for 30 days. So out of the two, it's like one of those things. It's hard to pick a favorite because both are so different. So I'm going to have to say both of those were my favorite.
Okay, and now, how did you guys make the Okie Dokie Brothers Band?
Oh, how did we make it? Well, Justin and I, we've been playing music together since we were in high school. And we've had lots of different bands that play different styles of music. But when we graduated from college and started touring with a 6-piece folk band, we realized that we could also do children's music or family music at parks and schools and libraries. So we just went, since we were the songwriters, we went off as the duo and started the Okie Dokie Brothers.
Wow. And next question is, what made you guys decide to hike the Appalachian Trail?
Why did we decide to do that?
Yes.
Great question. Well, Appalachia, as you might know, is known for its old-time music. It has banjos and fiddles and clogging. This whole culture of old-time music intrigued us. So we decided to go to Appalachia, hike around, and learn as much as we could about the style of music they play in the Appalachian Mountains.
Okay. I know. It's on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Did you watch it on there?
Yeah, but I was already too busy, so I didn't catch all of it because my dad and my brother were already watching it.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, things get busy sometimes. And I assume you're a pretty busy person, right?
Yeah. And
you have lots of projects going?
I just made two things about my imaginary friends who are actually, I'm officially made in my family to making like sisters.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. For your imaginary friend especially?
No, I have seven.
Oh, you do? Yep, that'll keep you busy.
I have six big ones and one that's the same age as me.
Oh, that's great.
So, what kind of animals did you see on your trip?
Oh, well, on the river we saw a lot of birds. We saw pelicans and bald eagles. We saw egrets and blue herons, too. We saw some turtles. We saw a beaver and a muskrat. Lots of wildlife on the river. On the Appalachian Trail, we saw a lot of insects. You know, have you ever heard of a millipede?
Not yet, but I'm close to the grade to learning it because I don't have any classes about bugs, but I do have a science class.
Oh, yeah, you might learn about millipedes in science. It's basically just a really long bug with a lot of legs. We saw a lot of those. We saw some sort of salamander. We saw, I don't know, different things. We were going to keep our eye out for a black bear, but we never saw one.
Okay. And the next question is, did you meet any interesting people on your hike?
Oh, yeah, we did meet interesting people. Oh, and you know what? I just remembered a good answer for the question you asked before about animals. I forgot to say, we met wild ponies. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's so
yeah, it was
cool.
Amazing. We came across this hill just out of the blue. We look up, and there's a whole herd of wild ponies grazing on the side of a mountain, and we got to go up to them and pet them, and they were sniffing us, and they were hanging around us, you know?
Wow. And that's so cool. How
Thanks.
Long
yeah.
did you hike?
How long did we hike? We were there for 30 days. And like you had mentioned before, we did meet really interesting people while we were out there. We met hikers that were hiking the whole entire trail, which, if you don't know, takes about 6 months or a half a year to hike the whole thing.
Wow. And here's our next and last question. What was it
okay,
like
last
to win
question.
A Grammy Award?
What was it like to win a Grammy?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can answer that. Have you ever jumped off of a diving board into a pool of tapioca pudding?
No, but I dare myself to try that, but I'm never scared, but I tried going down underwater once, but it was just got water all on myself. But it's really not that easy enough.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes, right? But jumping into tapioca is pretty easy, and it feels really nice. And that is kind of what it was like to win a Grammy, because it's just like, wow, that's pretty cool. People are listening to this music that we're making, and most of them like it, so that's always nice, you know.
Yes.
But we like to just make music because we like making music, so the Grammy was great, but I think we're just gonna keep making music no matter what.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And here's a follow-up question for that. Did you go to the Grammys?
Yeah, we went there. We went to Los Angeles, and we don't really go there very often since we're from Minnesota. So we had to put on, you know, what they call tuxedos, bow ties, all that stuff. I don't even know how to tie a bow tie. So it was one of those things. You start walking down the red carpet, you see all these famous people, and then you kind of just wonder what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. And then, that was our last question, so thank you.
Is that it? That was a good one. This podcast is awesome. What's the name of it?
Chloe's Friendship Circle.
Does that mean I'm a part of the friendship circle?
Well, whoever listens gets to be part of it, but whoever I interview, I guess, can be part two. But our friendship circle is really about, like, getting relationships to, like, different themes and kinds of music and stuff like that. I talk about different things or read about stuff that I learn around at my dinner table before I do this.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's a really good reason to do a podcast, to make other people feel like they can be in good relationship with each other. I think that's a great idea, and I'm happy you asked me to be on your podcast.
When will you play in New Jersey?
Oh, when will we play New Jersey? Well, I think soon enough. I don't really know our calendar as well as the booking person does, but I'll ask them and then I'll let you know. I think we'll be there within the next year or so.
Okay, and maybe my family could go and you can meet all of us in person.
I would love that. Yeah, keep an eye on the calendar, and then next time we're there, you let me know that you're coming, and maybe after the show, we can hang out a little bit, and I can meet your family, and you can meet my friends, too.
Yeah, and if you do want to do that, you can just, like, find a kid in glasses, then you ask if their name's Chloe, then if they tell you yes, then that's that.
Then that's you. Then that's that. And that's all we got to do. That's an awesome plan.
Yes, and that's a great idea to what I'm doing. And I'm so excited because we're going to play your song, Walking with Spring.
Oh, you're going to play it right now? Great.
Yeah, we're gonna
Well, thanks again, Chloe.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
By inch by, foot by foot by, step by step by mile. We're taking it inch by, foot by foot, till we find ourselves in the wild. We're starting down south and heading up north, following the path. Cause winter's in the past, and there's no need to rush, no need to fuss, cause we ain't going nowhere fast. We're just going inch by inch by, foot by foot by, step by mile. We're taking it inch by inch by.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now it's time for an interview with Red and Birdie. Hi.
Hi.
So, can you answer the questions I have, please?
Yes.
And my mom said we congratulate you for losing your tooth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And now here are the questions. So number one is, what's your favorite part of camping?
I like to sleep.
Okay, and can you get Birdie so she can answer?
Here's Birdie. She wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi. So, what's your favorite parts of camping? Okay, and now let's get back Riffret to the next question.
Yes,
okay, so the next one is, what's your favorite snack? And if you do have a favorite snack, how do you make it?
I like s'mores. You take a marshmallow and you roast in the fire. I usually make them golden. Then you take 2 graham crackers, squish them together. I'm kind of allergic to chocolate, so I never put chocolate. You're allowed to put chocolate if you want.
Yeah. That's exactly my favorite part of that s'mores. And I'm so excited because I'm so excited if another time I could go camping. Okay.
So,
let's have Birdie on next. So can you get her for me, please?
Okay. Do you want to go camping with us?
Yes, one day, maybe, but first is, what's your favorite snack, and if you do, how do you make it?
My favorite snack is apples.
Okay, but so how do you make it? But I don't know if there's any ways to make it, because it's just like a growing thing, and a lot of people know to grow. But here's the next thing. Let's have Rhett back on, please. That's okay. So, where do you sleep?
Where do I sleep?
Yeah, where do we sleep?
Sleep in your tent.
Yes. And can we have Rhett?
Yes, Chloe.
Where do you sleep?
I sleep in a tent.
Okay, and now, do you know any camping songs?
Immediately tell a story. Tell that to me a story.
What? What was this song again?
Can tell a story.
That question is supposed to be next, but you can we can go on to the story part. So, did you have a favorite song actually though?
Yes.
Song. What's your favorite camping song?
The Kid Waste Macaroni.
Okay, and what's Birdie's favorite?
What?
What's Birdie's favorite?
Birdie, what's your favorite? It's one of you!
Do you know any camping songs?
Well, I know a story.
Okay, but, so, can we, So you can tell us your favorite story. What is it?
It's the baby story.
Wow. It's the baby story?
Yeah.
Okay. So can we please have Rhett back on? What was your craziest camping moment?
What
was your craziest camping moment?
Everybody was talking in my ear when you were saying that.
What was your craziest camping moment?
When I almost died in a giant and a tiny waterfall in a mud pit.
Wow, and what was Birdie's craziest one?
About to drown in the water.
Wow. And that was our last question, so thank you, both of you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Birdie wants to tell the story. So go ahead, Birdie. What's it called? What's your story called?
It's a baby story. It doesn't really have a name.
So you just like made it up, but you don't know if you can pick a name?
We don't have a name yet.
Okay. Okay, that was, if you can hear that song, it was just my printer. I'm sitting right by my printer, so because the computer's right by my printer, so that's why I'm podcasting. And now it already is down. Can you tell your story about it? About what happened? What was your story?
Once there was a baby in the airplane, and they were about to go, and there was only two of them. So the mommy and I decided to leave the baby behind. And when they go home, they put the baby playing with the toy car. Yes, where were you? And he said, I jumped on to daddy's underwear. And they got all the way home.
Wow, that was a good story. And for you, thanks.
Chloe, do you want to hear my story?
Yes.
Okay. So, what's this guy that only knew how to say tomatoes? One day a woman came and she's like, what are you selling? Tomatoes. And he said, tomatoes. He said, how much do they cost? And he said, tomatoes. And then his boss runs in, he says, no, you're supposed to think 99 cents. So they, a man came in and he said, what are you selling? Tomatoes. How much do they cost? 99 cents on the dash, 99 cents. And the boss came in and he's like, no, they're supposed to say fresh, very fresh. So the next day, a woman came in and said, what are you selling? And he said, tomatoes. How much do they cost? 99 cents. Are they fresh, very fresh? Should I buy one? Fresh, very fresh. His boss comes in and says, No, you're supposed to say, go ahead, be my guest. So the next day, somebody comes in and says, what are you selling? Tomatoes. How much do they cost? 99 cents. Are they fresh? Fresh, very fresh. Should I buy one? Go ahead, be my guest. And he walks away and he says, and then he says, fresh, fresh, very. And he says, goodbye. And he says, fresh, fresh, very fresh. Boss comes and says, no, no, no. You're supposed to say, you're supposed to say, bye. So the next day, a robber comes in, breaks down the door. He goes up to the counter and he says, what you selling? And the tomato man says, my friend, tomatoes. How much you got in the cash register? 99 cents. Be funny, boy. Fresh, 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 fresh. Should I kill you? Go ahead, be my guest. Bam. Bye. Bam.
Oh my God.
Wow, and I love that story. It was so funny.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. You're- and that was the end of the interview, so bye.
Bye.
Okay, so.
Do you like Junie B. Jones?
What?
Do you like Junie B. Jones?
Yes.
What's your favorite audiobook?
By the way, I'm curious to read all of them, but my favorite one right now would be the first grader one, because I'm the same grade as that.
Wait, what's the it called? First grader what?
At Last.
At Last, that's a good one.
What was your favorite one?
The Stupid Smelly Bus.
What?
My favorite was the Stupid Smelly Bus.
That was the first one. I have it at home, and it was the first one. And I already know that because I have the one where she gets glasses, but this one is where she doesn't get glasses.
Chloe, Birdie wants to act out some Junie B. Jones for you.
Okay.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Can I act out some Junie B. Jones?
Yes.
Okay. I'll stall it. See, I told you I was what. See, I told you what. That's the one we didn't even know. Avocado. Lucille. That means you're my hate. Principal.
Principal.
May.
May.
There's Young Jr. And there's Mr. Roo. And there is Crybaby William.
Crybaby William.
And that's it. And that's it. And there's Principal, too.
That was good. And, thank you.
Okay, Chloe, funny that that's Principal.
Bye.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods to where the winds are blowing free, through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light. I wonder if you'd wander with me, and I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. I go wandering with you? What kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river. I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost, or if the trail leads you astray, the music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. Round up the troops, get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
Okay, hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we're going to read a camp story called Frogs and Flies. So here it goes. It seems there are two frogs sitting on a lily pad when all of a sudden a fly came along. One fly put out his tongue and ate the fly and started laughing hysterically. Soon the other frog joined in the laughter. Later in the day, the other frog ate a fly and the two frogs burped out in laughter. As time went on, the frogs enjoyed the fly so much that the sight of a fly would cause them to double up with pleasure. It's possible for frogs to double. But, of course, most pleasure came when the fly was a starly. A third frog hopped up to the first two and asked what was so funny. The first frog answered time. Asked the third frog, the second frog explained. Time's fun when you're having flies. And that's our story. Hope you liked it, but if you do, you could just pick it on our Facebook page. And here is our friendship pledge. No matter what you like, just be you. Bye. That was...
Grizzly bear,
be careful when you're going out.
Grizzly bear,
on a very
creeping back, yeah. I spun and tore off in a flash, yeah. With him racing and chasing me. Best be here.